So let's review. The Gemara lists and explains Esther Tarkanas Tikkun Ezra, 10 enactments instituted by Ezra HaSeifer. Shekurin b'mincha b'shabbos b'mnei yeshvi karanis. Ezra instituted another Torah reading during Mincha and Shabbos so that the storekeepers who could not attend during the week would hear Kriyas HaTorah an additional time. V'karin b'sheni u'v'chamishi, and he instituted that the Torah be read on Mondays and Thursdays. Although this custom began earlier, as the Pasuk says, V'yelchu shleishes yam b'midbar b'lo yimotzu mayim, ein mayim ela Torah, Klal Yisrael went 3 days without water, meaning without learning Torah, and this depleted their strength, whereupon Amdu Nevim Shabinayim B'tiknulem Shiyu Karin B'Shabbos, the Nevim of that time instituted that they should read from the Torah every Shabbos, Umafsikin Be'echad B'Shabbos, V'Karin B'Sheni, Umafsikin Shlisha Revi'i V'Karin B'Chamishi, Umafsikin Erev Shabbos, and also on Mondays and Thursdays, Kedesh Shalai Yelinu Gimel Yom and B'Lai Torah, so that 3 days would not pass without Torah study. The Gemara answers, Me'ikara Tiknuchad Gavrit Plus Absuki, Inamit Plus Gavrit Plus Absuki, Keneged Kahanim Levim V'Yisraelim. The Nevim instituted that one person, or three people, should read three psukim, corresponding to the three classes of Yidden. Asuhu tikin tlasa gavri va'asar psuki, keneged asar batlanin. Ezra instituted that three people should read a total of at least 10 psukim, corresponding to the 10 men who were supported by the community to be available in the Beis HaKnesses for minyan and communal needs. V'danin b'sheni u'v'chamishi, l'shchichi da'asu l'mikr b'sifra. Bezin should convene on Mondays and Thursdays when people would come to the cities to hear Kriyas HaTorah. U'mechavsin b'chamishi b'shabbos mishum kovid Shabbos. Clothing should be washed on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. V'eichlin shum b'erev Shabbos mishum oina. Men should eat garlic on Erev Shabbos, as the Pasuk says, Asher piryu yitim b'itoy, zeh ha'meshamesh mitasei me'erev Shabbos l'erev Shabbos. Friday night is the proper time for Talmidei Chacham to engage in marital relations, and shum mar b'zera. One of the properties of garlic is that it increases the semen. Women should rise early to bake in order to have bread available for when the poor make their rounds. Women should wear undergarments in the interest of modesty. Women should comb their hair before immersing in the mikvah. The Gemara asks, "Dairaisihi." This is a biblical requirement, as the pasuk states, "Verochatz es besara b'mayim shleihei davochaitzis bein besara l'mayim." There may not be any separation between the body and the water during immersion, and we expound, "Es besari es atafel besari umay niusar." The hair as well must be totally immersed. The Gemara answers, however, that the Torah only requires le'iyuni dilma mikter inami ma'aser midi mishum chatzitza to check that the hair is not knotted or dirty. And Ezra added combing the hair to be certain that there is no chatzitza. Peddlers should circulate in old towns to sell perfumes so that women can make themselves attractive to their husbands. One who experiences a seminal emission must immerse in the mikvah. Here too the Gemara asks, as the pasuk states, V'ishki seitzim imena shech v'zera, V'rochetz es besara b'mayim. And the Gemara answers, D'ayraisahu l'truma v'kadishim. Men ha-tayra, one must only purify himself before eating truma v'kadishim. Asuhu tikin nefil l'devri tayra. However, Ezra instituted that he must immerse before engaging in Torah study. The Gemara now presents another list of 10 items. Asar dvarim nemru b'Yerushalayim. There are 10 halachas unique to Yerushalayim. Ein ha-bayis chalut ba. Generally, one who sells a house in a walled city can only redeem it for 1 year, after which the sale becomes final. However, Yerushalayim has the halacha of an open city, and the house may be redeemed at any time, and if not redeemed, it reverts to the original owner at Yevil. The halachas of Bati Erechema do not apply to Yerushalayim, because the pasuk says, V'kam ha'bayis asher lo yechema latzmisus l'kayna eis l'dayreisav, and lo yeschalka Yerushalayim l'shvatim. Houses in Yerushalayim are not privately owned. If an unidentified corpse is found near Yerushalayim, its elders do not perform the ritual of Egla Rufa, because the pasuk says, "Ki imatzi chal ba'adam asher Hashem lekecha noisen lecha lerishta," and Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Yerushalayim is not privately owned. Einan nasi ir hanidachas. If the majority of the inhabitants of Yerushalayim worship avodah zarah, the city is not destroyed in the manner of other cities, which are condemned as an ir hanidachas, because the pasuk says, "Ki sishma ba'achas arecha," in one of your cities, and Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. Einam etamim b'negayim. Its homes do not become tummy through nigibatim, Because the pasuk says, "When the sati neged tzaras beveis eretz achuzaschem and Yerushalayim lo nischak leshvatim." Emetzin ba zizin megus terois. It is forbidden to extend beams and balconies over the streets when they oil hatuma, to minimize the possibility of spreading tuma in Yerushalayim, as such overhangs can transmit tuma. Umishum delisa sasku oily regalim, and to avoid injuring the throngs of people who would come for yamtiv. Einaisin ba ashpasis mishum shikatsim. Garbage may not be piled in Yerushalayim because the creatures that inhabit garbage dumps can transmit tuma. In Eisim Bakishainis Mishum Kutra, it is forbidden to operate kilns in Yerushalayim to avoid the excessive smoke that would ruin the beauty of its walls. In Eisim Bakinais Upardesis Mishum Sircha, it's forbidden to plant gardens and orchards within the city to avoid the unpleasant odor of fertilizer, with the exception of Ginais Vradin Shahayu Mimais Nevim.